Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Alban Hears. Father Peter is the founder and first to serve as editor of Divine Ascent, a journal of Orthodox faith, and the founder and current head of Uncut Mountain Press. He is a PhD candidate at the Theological School of the University of Thessaloniki, where he has also completed his undergraduate studies and master's degree in dogmatic theology. In this podcast, Father Peter shares with us his 13 years of experience of living the faith and serving the church in Greece. Here's Father Peter.
One of the virtues that we have tremendous need of in our day and age is the virtue of silence. And yet, there is a time and a place when this silence is also a great vice. In today's program, we're going to discuss the virtue of silence and the vice of silence. When is it blessed to speak and when is it blessed to keep silent? We have filled our life with 1,001 distractions today. We have access to communication throughout the day. 1,001 gadgets have been created and are being created and will be created to enable us to communicate, to talk usually idly with anyone and everyone at all times, whether we're in the car, we're on the road, we're in our room, we're in our house. We are continually bombarded with the talk of others, and we are continually offered an opportunity to enter into the discussion. And yet few of us stop to consider whether this is spiritually beneficial. Few of us, even Orthodox Christians, understand what we're losing by opening our mouth, what we're losing by having these means of communication at our disposal. It's not an accident that the fathers, the great saints that gave us the sayings of the Desert Fathers, the Gerontikon, or the great monastics, and all those who we celebrate to this day in the Orthodox Church as being spiritual giants who taught us the way of Christ, the life in Christ, the vast majority of them left the idle talking of the city, of the society, and went into the desert, into the quiet places, into the stillness of the desert. St. Isaac the Syrian says, "Love silence above all things, because it brings you near to the fruit that the tongue cannot express. Let us force ourselves first to be silent, and then from out of this silence, something is born that leads into the silence itself." And here we see the discernment of the saint here, the distinction between the two silences. The one silent, which is external, which we're forcing ourselves into, which stop our mouth and our thoughts, not just our mouth, but also our thoughts, from running after everything and anything in the material world. We stop up our senses, which are the doors that bring images to the thoughts, in order to turn the intellect, the heart, toward God, in order to enter into that other silence, that deeper silence, that spiritual stillness in which man communicates and communes with God. So it is no accident in our day and age, in these last days, increasingly we are entering the last days. And of course, the last days began with the incarnation and will end with the second coming. But certainly, as we go closer and closer, we are coming to the end. And the devil is increasingly making it easier for us to communicate with one another and harder for us to communicate with God. And so we have to have, as Orthodox Christians, a critical stance toward these means, this technology, and not take it as an absolute good as most people do. We see already, and every few months a new gadget is being introduced and are running after to buy it, whether it be a Mac product or a Google product, and soon they're going to have a Google Glass, which will enable someone to sit anywhere in any place at any time and surf the internet through his glasses and look in the corner of his eye and surf the internet and communicate and email and all the rest. And we've reached this absurd level of distraction, because what St. Isaac said here, it brings you near to the fruit that the tongue cannot express. This fruit, is not an object of our desire, of our goal of our life, even as Orthodox Christian. And so we do not value silence, and we do not value what science will bring us, even the external silence, which will enable us, if we work spiritually, to then work in with peace and quiet the spiritual life and to commune with God. It is no accident that the day that man is seeking after peace and is not finding it, because as the ancient saying says, be silent and be at peace. Without silence, we will not find the inner peace. We only find perhaps external peace, cessation of violence, which is not true peace. It's not the peace that Christ came. Christ says in the gospel very clearly that I came not to bring peace, but a sword. And in the same context, he says, whoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before the Father, which is heaven. Whoever will confess me before men, him I will confess also before the Father, which is in heaven. And so here we see the other side, the other flip side of the coin of silence. And that is, when is it blessed to be silent? Or rather, when is it not blessed to be silent? And that is the whole question of the confession of faith. Silence is blessed insofar as the silence is not indifference to the truth. So when is it not blessed to be silent? When is silence an expression of our loss of communion with God, of our indifference to communion with God, of our atheism in the last analysis? St. Gregory Palamas says that silence in matters of faith is a third kind of atheism, the other two being denial of God and rejection of Jesus Christ. Well, in our day and age, there's tremendous discussion in matters of faith. There's dialogues, international dialogues, local dialogues, lots of discussion, lots of idle talk many times about matters of faith. There's discussion about the faith. Is there confession of faith? If we go and discuss the faith, are we confessing the faith? Are we actually doing, or are we actually doing the third kind of atheism here? Thinking that we're confessing the faith, but actually sitting and discussing the faith. Very different things. The church has always confessed the faith, not discussed the faith with those who are either outside the church, in heresy, schism, or even looking into the church. Church does not discuss because she does not seek. She simply gives, because the church is the body of Christ and lacks nothing in terms of spiritual truth. So a dialogue of the church with the world, the church with other heterodox Christians, is that expression of the blessed confession of faith? Is that, or is it actually, even if it is not keeping silent but speaking, is it in fact an expression of atheism because it is not a confession of faith? Christ did not call us to debate but to confess. He says in the gospel, as I read before, whosoever shall confess me before men. And St. Paul says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Not discussion of the faith, it's confession of the truth. It's not a matter to be bartered. It's not something we sell and buy. It's not something we discuss. Perhaps we will be persuaded to change. It is simply a confession. And in the gospel in St. John's chapter 9, verse 22, and the parents are being questioned by the Pharisees about the miracle work to their son, it says these words. These words spake his parents. His parents were speaking and telling the Pharisees to speak directly with their son, because they feared the Jews, For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. You see, the fear of the authorities, whether they be the Jews in the day of our Lord, or whether they be the whatever authority, worldly authority that is over us now, is usually the reason why we do not confess. And we fear being put out of the synagogue. We fear losing our position. We fear losing our status in the church or in the world. So this confession of faith is essential. And silence in such a setting is absolutely unacceptable from an Orthodox Christian standpoint. So there is a silence unto salvation and a silence unto condemnation. And usually when we lose the first kind of silence, peace with God, communion with God, we will not have the blessed confession. So it is not an accident in our day and age that fewer and fewer confess openly their faith in Jesus Christ. And this temptation is increasing because we have learned to discuss, to talk idly, to speak without discernment. We have learned, it's become a way of life for us to be external, to be outside of ourselves, to be lost in the thoughts and not have any discernment of thoughts, and therefore not have any ability to resist the enemy's attack in the thoughts. We've not learned, in other words, blessed silence, communion with God in that silence. And so therefore, when the time comes to speak, to break that silence in a blessed way and to confess, many of us find it difficult, if not impossible. So you see here that there is a blessed silence and there is a cursed silence. It is very important for us to discern the two, to seek out the blessed one, and to avoid the condemned one. To learn how to confess the Master and the Church, and to keep silent when that is not at stake, but in fact talking would be unbeneficial. Many times we read in the lives of the saints, for instance, the life of Saint Anthony the Great, that there was a blessed silence. That blessed silence was always connected to spiritual benefit. For instance, it says in the Desert Fathers that monks would go to see Saint Anthony and travel a great distance, and they went several times to see Saint Anthony. One of the monks never opened his mouth, but only looked on the great elder. Finally, he turned to him and said, "You come, but you do not speak and not ask any questions. Why?" And he said, "It is enough for me in this silence to see you and to be benefited." So there is great benefit in silence if it is truly born out of our love for God and not our indifference to God, our love for man and not our indifference to his salvation. I pray that we all obtain this discernment in our lives on a daily basis. I pray that we increasingly shut out the noise of this world, which undermines the good silence and our confession of faith. And we obtain a critical spirit toward all of these means and methods of communication, this technology, and always judge on the basis of whether it would be spiritually beneficial for us in our life and our communion with God to introduce yet another gadget, another way, another means of idle talking and losing our peace and losing our prayer, that we become discerning Christians, and most of all, for our children's sake, they learn the blessed state of silence from an early age, that they might then, later on, be able to speak with wisdom. The two go together. This is the lesson from today's episode. I hope you keep a lesson that our Holy Fathers give us, and we'll be increasingly essential for us in the days ahead, when we will be called upon to confess the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, may God, who is known in the still small voice that came to the prophet Elias in the desert, that God, the humble God, the loving God, the God in silence is known, that he may enlighten us and save us.
You've been listening to Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Alban Hears, the founder and current head of Uncut Mountain Press. This is a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.